Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh-Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down
at the Roundtable. Welcome back to the Roundtable for the second half of our artist interview with visual artist Andrea Hayden.
Anything else about your journey so far you want to share with us? Any highlights? Because, you know, now that we've talked about COVID-19, you know.
Yeah. No, obviously, again, a highlight for me is just, you know, feeling like, okay, I'm on the right path. But also, I think for me, it's just, yeah, gaining that confidence again. I've dealt, you know, very roughly with, I've dealt really hard with imposter syndrome. I've always dealt with this, something where like, okay, this, you know, I'm not good enough. I didn't really do this. This is not, you know, and so that's always been very hard for me when it comes to like going after work. Again, I think some highlights for me recently have just been, you know, getting into shows. And I mean, I have been applying for every art opportunity you can imagine. Like I live on the indie arts website. I go there because, you know, again, being your own boss, your own business,
it's your own promoter, your own marketer, your biggest cheerleader is you.
Yep, you have to go after. I mean, I do not miss an opportunity. So I've been trying really hard to apply for everything and anything, and just kind of, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, you won't get it unless you.
Right. Unless you, the worst that will happen is they'll say no. You know.
Exactly.
And someone else will say yes. Well, I know from our, just preparatory conversations that you've done some mural work, and I'm intrigued by that because, again, looking on your website and having the files that you sent me of your artwork, I'm very intrigued that you have the ability and the capability and the talent to go from, for lack of a better word, the small screen of a canvas to the large screen of a mural. And I wondered if you could talk to us a little bit about those kind of opportunities and projects that you've done.
Sure. Yeah, so the Noblesville North Alley mural was, it's actually my first exterior mural. When I applied for that, I probably shouldn't say this, but I applied for it the day it was due. I'd seen it last minute. I had not been
paying. Okay, I've done that too many times.
And I was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, I won't go after it. I don't have any time.
Yeah.
And then I thought about it. I was like, come on, it's your hometown. You gotta, you know, I'm from Noblesville. So I was like, you just gotta apply for it. Just do it. At least, you know, you did something. You know, that's how I look about it, is if I, you know, go after any kind of proposals, I'm always like, well, it made you make something today. So that's a good in my book. But I applied for that and I kind of forgot about it. And like a week and a half later, it was awarded to me. It was said that they were going to interview two or three artists, and I got it and I thought I was going to throw up. I got the email. Oh my gosh, I have to actually do this thing.
Oh, believe me, I've had that experience too, where well, I should just apply for this because I'll never get it, but it's good experience to apply. And I sort of know what I'd do if I did get it. And then I get it and it's like, okay, I really don't know what I'm going to do, or actually how to execute my plan.
And I don't know about the other artists who had submitted. I believe some people, I know they said to like submit a concept. I submitted three different ones.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I'm like really grateful for my design background, is that I use, like, you know, the Adobe Creative Suite, and I'm able to, you know, I do have a design background. So again, I can mix it. And so I did a design that I knew would be doable for me for my first mural. It was a great experience. The city of Noblesville and the Nickel Plate Arts, I mean, everybody, like, they were just so wonderful to work with. It was just totally smooth sailing. And so
I'm so glad to hear that. I'm so glad that you had a good experience with that, because that means you'll do more. And we get to see your artwork.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So we've talked a little bit about the crazy COVID-19 and adjustments made. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that I've got, again, I want to make sure that people know how to get a hold of you, and I'm going to encourage them to go to your website. I assume that you've got a contact form on there or something. Mm-hmm. So it's Studio Haydon, StudioHaydon.com, StudioHaydon.com. And that's how they can get a hold of you and purchase some of your artwork and support you however is best. But tell me a little bit about what is on the artistic horizon for you. As we're going into winter, which, you know, is going to be a little bit more of that lockdown feeling. And sure. We've seen COVID-19 numbers rising again, which is very sad, but true. And winter, you know, that's kind of inevitable with winter anyway, with more, you know, closed spaces and all that. But tell me what you feel like this upcoming season, this winter season, is going to bring to you.
Sure. So I definitely just want to try new things. I'm, you know, as you said earlier, like most artists like to be like they're lifelong learners. I feel like definitely 100% me. Yeah. I'm always trying to find classes to take online to learn, you know, tutorials, whatever. But I think just trying new things that scare me. I feel like if you don't get out of that, you know, comfortable box of, you know, how you've always done things, then you're never going to actually grow. And I'm a firm believer on, you know, if you're too comfortable, you're not growing.
That's,
you know,
right.
You have to feel that weird feeling of, I don't, you know, I'm going to mess this up. So I look at it as I have nothing to lose. I can't really tell you exactly what I'm thinking of, but I'm inspired by, you know, I follow a lot of really amazing artists on Instagram and Facebook, and huge into following hashtags. So I'm always just kind of seeing what other people are doing out there and like just trying to just challenge myself a little bit.
Those are part of your inspirations then when you see, I mean, when you mentioned hashtags, that really struck me, because there have been times where I am not hashtag savvy or anything like that. I probably do all my hashtags wrong, but sometimes I'll see some, and, you know, the phrase or whatever the message is or whatever, like, you know, the easiest one to talk about is like the Me Too movement, the Me Too hashtag, and those kind of things brings up things that either, you know, you want to express artistically or something. And so I find inspiration in things like hashtags, song lyrics, you know, other art, other people's writings, other people's artwork. It sounds kind of like you do that too. And so how do you feel you connect? If you say, for example, you see a song, you hear a song, or you see a hashtag or something external, how do you feel you make that connection within yourself? Is it something that reflects something you've experienced, or is it just the thought of that idea is new and fresh and you want to explore it? Or, you know, do you know what I mean? I'm kind of trying to get into the process part of creation, I guess, with that question.
Well, no, and actually, you said something big. So I'm huge into process. I'm huge into showing process. So that's where I feel like what connects most to me is when I see people, like, for example, I follow like hashtag charcoal, you know, or hashtag
oil
pastel. It's nothing super deep or anything, but I just love seeing people's process. Okay. And so that's big to me, because I think that really, you know, like, you're sharing how you created this. And that's something that I really try really hard with my art and on my Instagram, is I try to show the process. I try to document. It's all about documentation. So I just always think that's really interesting. So it's nothing too crazy.
You mentioned Instagram, and I know that the younger folk like you are big on Instagram. I try to keep up with it, but I'm not good with it. Tell us your handle, just because I didn't have that written down.
No, you're fine. It's at Studio Haydon.
Okay, so it's the same as the website. Good. All right. I thought that's what it was, but I didn't want to say that. I wanted you to say it. So.
I do have that all listed on there.
Yeah.
At least like on the contact page.
Okay. Perfect. That way people can find you. They can follow you. They can share their hashtags with you, and everybody can re-inspire everybody else. I love collaborative inspirings, or I don't even know how to, you know, exactly explain that, but I find that the circle of life of inspiration between and among artistic, creative people is one of the most inspiring things that I've come across as an artistic, creative person. Does that make sense? I don't, it was like I was using a lot of the same words over and over, but, you know, but I really feel like that's kind of, you know, it's one of those things that keeps me, it keeps me creating. It keeps mm-hmm. me thinking I'm not done yet. I've got something else to say or to visually put down on canvas or, you know, something. And I feel like that kind of keeps us all going, is knowing that, for like, for example, for me to be able to have created this crazy little, you know, nonprofit that now is allowing me to talk to people like you, artists like you, that I might not meet otherwise, you know, mm-hmm. is fantastic. It inspires me to keep doing what I'm doing as an artist or a nonprofit volunteer person, you know. So and I'm really, really thrilled for you that you are finding the I don't know what the word is, the drive, I guess, the motivation to just apply, submit. I think that is the most fantastic attitude that any artist can have. And you talked a little bit about imposter syndrome, and I think a lot of artistic people don't do that submit because mm-hmm. they feel like they're not quite good enough or they're never gonna achieve that level or whatever. And I just love that you are just fearless and you're just doing it. I just love that. Thank so you. Keep doing that, because I love your artwork. I'm excited to share it in the video that I'll make from this recording. And I'll put images on the website and everything. And I'm excited to share it with people. I hope people find your website and give you lots of arts jobs that pay. You know, I want you to get paid art gigs, you know. Yep. I thank you so much for joining me at the round table, my virtual round table. And I wish you all the best, and let's stay in touch. And because I'm going to use your images and all kinds of things.
I can't wait.
Okay. All right. Well, take care. And now go create some more great artwork. All right.
Bye.
Bye. This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.